Story number 23, Two Scholars and a Sufi. Two scholars were talking. The first scholar said, "I have written 200 books, and people are respectful toward me as a great scholar. But you, who have written only one small book, people regard you as a wonder." The second scholar said, "My book is a jewel, and people give it corresponding appreciation." "Alas," said a Sufi who was sitting in the corner of the room, until then unobserved, "vanity has prevented each of you from realizing the true situation." The men of letters turned upon him in fury. At first they vented their spleen upon the dervish, but he did not reply. When they had unburdened themselves of their anger, curiosity began to take hold of them, and they said, "Tell us then how we are to be judged, if it is not by the excellence of our words." "Let us not think of books, but of beautiful robes," said the Sufi, "and I will tell you a story. There was once a man who made robes for almost all the kings of the earth, and everyone had heard of him. Then one day another man made a single robe, of no great magnificence, but enough, excellent enough. This single robe was adopted by a certain dandy, and it became well known as a consequence. The people who had known the maker of this garment before he started his career were correspondingly impressed, and they honored him, and regarded him as a wonder, a man chosen from among them for special distinction, upon whom fortune had smiled. And one day when the first robe maker appeared in the midst of these people, crying, 'If you honor him, how much more must you think of me, for I clothe all the kings of Islam?' When this happened, nobody turned aside from their salutations to the maker of the solitary garment. The reason was, my dear friends, that the maker of robes for all the kings on earth is too far away, too lofty, beyond the perception of the humble man. But to make just one robe, to have it selected by one man, to be rewarded for it, these are things which everyone can understand."